It's time for Critter News on WMAL, which, as you know, is a certified fan favorite. And Mary Walter, this morning we have a sort of a special edition, because normally we don't do interviews during Critter News, but this story is so important to our program director that we had to get a special person to come in and talk about it. Joining us on the line right now, Dr. Brandy Smith, the Associate Director of Animal Care Science at the Smithsonian Zoo, to talk about Bow Bow, who is going bye-bye later this month. Good morning to you, Dr. Smith.
Good morning.
Well, talk a little bit about how this all comes to be, because a lot of people, I guess, are probably aware, but they may not know all the details, that these pandas are actually on loan to us for a while, aren't they?
They are. So they're just here for a short time, and Bow Bow is going to China so that she can be part of the breeding program there.
But they have a lot of pandas. I've seen the pictures where they line up and they got like 1,000 pandas there. Why do they need Bow Bow back?
Well, Bow Bow is related to all the other pandas here at the zoo. So if she stays here, she's by herself. But if she goes to China, she gets to be part of the breeding program. She gets to be a mom and produce her own cubs.
But you got to be sad about that.
Did anyone ask her if she wants to leave?
I have been to the facilities in China, the panda facilities there, and they are absolutely gorgeous. So it's a little bit like sending your kid off to college. Yeah. You're sad that they're leaving, but they're going on to bigger and better things, so you can be happy for them.
So what kind of things are you going to have? This is like the month of Bow Bow, isn't it?
It is. Well, yeah. The National Zoo every day is a panda day. but this week especially, we know a lot of our public want to see Bow Bow. They want to say goodbye to her. And so hashtag bye bye Bow Bow. People can follow her. They can follow her on the Panda Cam. They can go to Facebook Live, or they can come to the zoo and they can visit her.
You actually have people who come to the zoo on a regular basis, Bill Hess, program director, who are actually very emotionally attached to these bears. I mean, this is an emotional thing for some people. There are people who come every week to look at those bears, right?
It is. Wow. And it is an emotional thing, and that's good, because that's why zoos exist. We are here to, tie people emotionally to these animals, these endangered species, because that's what it's going to take to save them in the wild.
Yeah, but the good news is we got plenty of pandas. We still got pandas to see.
We do have pandas to see. We have Meishang, we have Tian, Bei Bei's here, and this is a breeding year, so hopefully come August, we'll have another cub.
Yeah, we always get a panda watch. There's nothing better than
that. Well, I was going to say, the panda watch is really a lot of fun, and I think it's really smart, because these bears are such good ambassadors, because they're so cute and so adorable. They can break your neck, but they're so cute and so adorable and cuddly that people love them, and they do, like you said, they do bond with them, and they do feel like they kind of know them, because you do have panda cams and all that other kind of stuff that you can actually sit and watch them.
Does Bow Bow have a different personality than perhaps some of the other pandas? I mean, is there something specific about Bow Bow that makes that bear stand out?
They all have such different personalities, and we talk about them as individuals. It's actually funny, we compare them to our children as much as we compare them to each other.
Is that right?
Yes, and Bow Bow is such, she reminds us a lot of our daughters. She's very independent. If Bow Bow could speak, she'd probably say by myself for everything.
Really?
So she likes to be independent. She likes to do her own thing. She's very self-sufficient. So we know she's going to absolutely succeed in China.
And for those people who are going through some kind of emotional crisis, Bill Hess, program director, over the departure of Bow Bow later this month. It's what, the 22nd is the day that Bow Bow actually leaves?
She's leaving on the 21st. Yeah,
if they're going through an emotional crisis, what would you recommend to them?
So first of all, from the 16th through the 20th, we're going to be having activities every morning and every afternoon for people to come here, see Bow Bow, celebrate her while she's still here. And again, be happy for her. She's going to an incredible place, and she's going to have cubs of her own.
All right, Brandy Smith, Dr. Brandy Smith, we thank you so much for joining us.
I just have one quick question here before we go. Just on a brownie points thing for me alone. Can we get any kind of meeting between Bill Hess, program director, and Bow Bow, so he can personally say goodbye?
I don't know that I can promise anything on air, but he's certainly welcome to contact me after this, and we'll see. We'll see what we can do.
All right. Well, now we just made brownie points, if that's possible. Thanks a lot. We really appreciate you joining us. Dr. Brandy Smith, Associate Director of Animal Care Sciences at the Smithsonian National Zoo. And that concludes this special interview edition of Critter News.
Baby, bye, bye, bye.